This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Foot Care Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Jordana Spiro, a well-known Boston podiatrist and board-certified foot surgeon, as well as the founder of Boston Common Podiatry. Her practice is dedicated to treating a wide range of podiatric disorders, from diabetic foot care and toenail fungus to plantar fasciitis. Dr. Jordana, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hello, Eric. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you as well. So tell me, what are some of the most common foot conditions you treat at Boston Common Podiatry?
We treat most conditions pertaining to the foot and ankle, including plantar fasciitis, fractures, sports-related injuries, complicated foot conditions caused by diabetes, arthritis, and cardiovascular disease. However, some of the most common conditions that we do see here lately are fungal toenails and plantar warts, which are widespread dermatological problems within the community.
Dr. Spiro, your practice is one of the most progressive podiatry practices in the Boston area. What treatments do you recommend for fungal toenails and warts?
Well, our practice is one of the first practices in the area to offer the Genesis Plus ND-YAG laser by Cutera. This is currently the most powerful FDA-cleared laser for the treatment of warts, fungus, scars, athlete's foot, spider veins, and thermal resurfacing of the skin on the bottom of the foot in particular. And so that is what I'm commonly using for both fungal toenails and warts as a more effective, efficient, and faster treatment in particular for the warts.
Tell us more about the Genesis Plus laser treatment.
Well, I switched to the Genesis Plus from a pinpoint laser, which is a 4-watt, and the Genesis Plus has been quite impressive since I've been using it for the past several months. It's an 80-watt laser, which is 20 times stronger than the laser I was previously using. And the new laser is FDA approved for treatment of both onychomycosis, or fungal treatment of toenails, as well as fungal treatment of the skin, commonly known as athlete's foot, as well as for plantar warts or warts other places on the feet. And it's faster and can penetrate deeper due to the 5-millimeter spot size, as opposed to the 1-millimeter spot size on the laser I had been using.
Today we're visiting with Dr. Jordana Spiro, a well-known Boston podiatrist and board-certified foot surgeon, as well as the founder of Boston Common Podiatry. Here on eHealth Radio's Foot Care Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, is the Genesis Plus laser a tremendous advance in the treatment of these conditions, and if so, how soon do patients see results?
Well, the Genesis Plus laser does provide a fast, highly effective solution with minimal discomfort for warts, scars, veins, and athlete's foot. The most common use of it in my practice is for onychomycosis, which is the fungal infection that causes toenails to thicken, discolor, and split. Patients suffering with toenail fungus may see results after one 15 to 30 minute session with the Genesis Plus laser. There's no downtime and there are no side effects with this laser. Additionally, the Genesis Plus laser is also ideal for skin rejuvenation and treatment of spider veins and warts.
How does the new Genesis Plus laser measure up?
Previously, the treatment options for toenail fungus were going way back, removal of the nails, surgical removal of the nails and using topicals. More recently, there's been the oral medications, which can have adverse effects on the liver, and many patients have even worse side effects to these medications. And then the first cleared laser for toenail fungus was a pinpoint laser. These options have a more limited success rate. The other lasers often requiring multiple treatments, the prescription medications, as I stated, can be not well tolerated by many patients. The Genesis Plus laser is safer and quicker, as I said, with minimal discomfort, and provides results that are far superior to the previous types of treatments offered.
Dr. Spiro, where can our listeners find more information about Boston Common Podiatry or to be in contact with you online?
The website is bostoncommonpodiatry.com, and we also have a Facebook page found under Boston Common Podiatry as well as a Twitter account. Again, Boston Common Podiatry is what it would be under, and they can email us at bostoncommonpodiatry@gmail.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, Dr. Spiro, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion, kind of summarizing what we've discussed here today?
Well, the primary reason for using this Genesis Plus laser and that it was developed most recently, or that Cutera developed this laser, it was to target toenail fungus, which has become quite a widespread epidemic due to exposure at gyms, in hot tubs, at pedicures in particular. And it's not a problem that needs to go untreated, and that the old way of thinking that the only way to get rid of it is using oral medication is no longer true, that the lasers are very effective. They found a very scientifically sound method to treat this problem. And people should just be aware that it's not something they should have to live with by any means.
Good information, very informative. We've been talking with Dr. Jordana Spiro, a well-known Boston podiatrist and board-certified foot surgeon, as well as the founder of Boston Common Podiatry. And the website of reference is bostoncommonpodiatry.com. Dr. Spiro, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Foot Care Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.